La selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the Technical Production, Edition and Music Selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
I'm Richard Cuff of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome, everyone, to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Our show for Sunday, March the 21st, 2021. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill, and we welcome you to our program today. 30 minutes of news and information about the world of radio, and it is the first day of CKUT's annual funding drive.
Yep.
We'll have all the details of that for you in just a couple minutes here. Very important day. 10 days.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. So you'll have lots of time to support the station. We'll give you all the details. First off, though, if you want to reach us with any questions or comments, you can do so by email radioreport@yahoo.com. Our live streaming and archives are available at ckut.ca. And our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We welcome two new members this week. We say hello to Chuck and to Evo joining our group. And we have something new as well for you. If we know a lot of people sometimes have difficulty with the live streaming or accessing the archives, can be difficult sometimes, depending on the systems you're using. So we have something new available.
We have a YouTube channel that is now available that has the shows every week. The way it works is that the show is posted on the YouTube channel around noon on Sundays. So that means that the show airs on CKUT first, and around 16 hours universal time, the show is posted online. And it's another way where you can actually access our programs and listen to the show. Of course, as time goes by, we'll have the old shows also posted. And it's a great way to have an archive online at the same time. The link for this YouTube channel will be on the Facebook group for now. But we, in about a month's time, we'll have a personalized address that's going to be easy to let everybody know how to find us on YouTube. It's a brand new channel, so searching for us on YouTube with International Radio Report might not actually be very successful for now. It's a great way to have access to the show. So it adds another dimension. It adds another way that you can actually watch. You can subscribe to the channel. You'll be notified when you have a new show available.
And we're hoping down the road a little bit that we might put some special content on the YouTube channel as well, maybe a couple little videos. If we get some really late breaking news, if you're subscribed and we put up a short a video up there for you with the late breaking news, if you're subscribed, you'll get the notice right away. So it gives us that additional opportunity to get material out to you if necessary in a very quick period of time without waiting, you know, till the next week. Sometimes something happens midweek, and by the time we get to Sunday, it's too late to tell you about it.
Absolutely.
So we are able to do that through the Facebook group, but we can also use the YouTube channel for that as well. So this is something new, and it'll be developing as we go along. So we wanted to tip you off to that today. We should focus a little bit here first on the CKUT funding drive. CKUT is a campus community radio station, and it's supported by two ways in particular. One is a portion of student fees at McGill University are given to the radio station to operate. That's a chunk of their budget annual funding, but a big chunk of it comes from a funding drive, and the station's been doing this every year. We didn't do one last year because of COVID. We're still in that this year, but we want to tell you about this year's drive, which got underway on March the 18th.
Yep, it's a 10-day event, but Hey, don't be fooled. You can actually donate to CKUT all year long. You don't have to wait until there's a funding drive. So March 18th to the 28th, title of this year's funding drive is Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change. And you know that if you care about CKUT, want to see the station and the communities that produce media and tell their stories on our airwaves thriving at the other end of this pandemic. That's why if you're in a position to give during this time, we're asking you to continue to invest in support grassroots, corporate-free, independent media. We are a free-form radio station that highlights underrepresented voices and perspectives, and we are sowing the seeds of grassroots change. So you can go to ckut.ca website. That right now is actually sending you to the funding.ckut.ca page to donate. And there's several things you can do. You can donate any amount, of course, but there are amounts that give you different little things. $30 donations will give you the CKUT kind of magazine, and you have one entry for the grand prize draw. $60 donation, one t-shirt, one entry for the grand prize. $90.30, one shirt, one tote bag, and an entry in the grand prize draw. And you can do a monthly $10 monthly donation or $120. One shirt, one tote bag, one toque, two entries for the grand prize. So you can actually fill out the form if you want to pay by check. You can pay by credit card. And there is a phone number, right, Sheldon?
Yep. The phone number is 514-448-4013. Again, that's 514-448-4013 is the phone number if you want to call in. Otherwise, going through the website, you can pay by credit card. There's a number of choices of credit cards. By check, as we said, which you can mail into the radio station. And they've got something set up special for sending out prizes to people. There will be mail costs if you're not in Montreal and you can't get to the station to pick it up. If you want to do that, you have to make special arrangements because the station is actually closed because of COVID. All those details are on the website, so check that out. But the main thing is to donate whatever amount. We understand it's difficult times for some people. I should mention the target for the funding drive this year is $25,000, and that's quite a bit lower than what we normally look for. So the station is recognizing the difficult times that we're in right now, but it's really, really important for the radio station, for the station to keep going, for us to keep doing shows like we're able to do here. It's extremely important. So again, ckut.ca will take you to the funding drive page. You can fill out your donation right there, or you can just simply get the address, send in your check, any amount. The special prize categories, I like the 90.3, $90.30, yep, which of course ties into our frequency. So you can read all that. We won't go through all of it again for you, but simply we ask if you want to support the station. And you can indicate that your pledge is supporting a particular show. So our listeners, we hope, will tick off our program off the program list. But you can make multiple donations, put $10 here, $5 there, to different shows that you might listen to.
Absolutely.
You've got that opportunity. So again, funding.ckut.ca or just ckut.ca will take you to that page. And the phone number, if you want to call in directly, 514-448-4013.
It gives the opportunities for some to begin in radio and maybe have a career out of it at some point.
Yeah, they're learning opportunities at the station. Of course, a lot of that is not available to people right now. But in normal times, there are different workshops that take place, with many hosted by media personnel from the city of Montreal, who will come in and give their time to teach volunteers at the radio station how to produce programming, how to produce advertising, how to create different aspects of your radio program, techniques of broadcasting. All of that's done for free. and it's available to anybody that wants to participate in it. So it's a really unique learning opportunity at CKUT as well. And to keep it there and to keep being able to do that, this is why we have a funding drive. So if you believe in what goes on here, you like what we do here, and you'd like it to keep going, you know what to do. CKUT.ca and pledge whatever you can afford. It is all greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. And don't forget that the bills don't pay themselves. You got to have some money to pay them.
There are bills, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you got to pay the rent. You got to pay all your expenses. So the only thing you don't pay is us.
Yep,
we are
absolutely.
Volunteers. We don't get paid to do what we do here, putting our programs on the air. Once again, the phone number, 514-448-4013. And we thank you in advance for your generosity. We do have some regular stories to get to this week as well. We'll remind you again before the end of the show about these important funding drive details. First off, we have a note for anybody that goes way back like me into the 60s in Montreal radio will remember this name, I'm sure. Particularly if you were into the new music coming into North America from the British invasion and all the new Motown music that was coming out of Detroit, all the California sound that was coming out of the West Coast. It was all being played on three different radio stations in English, and I think one or two in French as well. One of the people behind all of that passed away this week. His name was George Morris, but more people would recognize the name that he used on the air, which was Buddy G. To many, George Morris was known as the man with the golden voice, which could be heard in scores of commercials as well as on the radio, including a number for the local newspaper, the Montreal Gazette. But to a generation of 60s kids, he will forever be remembered as rock jock Buddy G, even more than 50 years after leaving full-time radio work. He was a local legend with a heart as big as his booming tones and with a repertoire of cornball jokes that he never ceased repeating. He died last Sunday at 78 years old after battling many illnesses over the past few years. He got started by leaving home for Toronto at the age of 15, where he toured grocery stores doing yo-yo tricks. Still underage, he talked his way into a radio gig in Blind River, Ontario. He ended up working at 10 radio stations around the country before landing back here in Montreal at an all-night easy listening show called The GM Affair at CKGM. In 1963. In 64, the competition picked up and Dave Boxer became the top 40 announcer on CFCF Radio 600. CKGM took Morris and more or less put him on the air opposite Dave Boxer as a competitor. Buddy G was the name that management gave him. He never did match or beat Dave Boxer in the ratings, probably because his show ended up at 9 p.m., whereas Boxer was allowed to go on until 11:30 in the evening. Buddy G and Boxer both achieved fame in co-hosting, along with CGMS's Michel Desrochers, the Beatles' first and only Montreal performance at the Montreal Forum in 1964.
Wow.
So he goes back a long way. I'm old enough to remember him on the air and those battles between Dave Boxer and him at CKGM, and also people over at CFOX, CFOX, which was a third station in Montreal, playing the similar format of music. It was an exciting time on radio. Lots of interesting personnel and just great new music coming at us, things we'd never heard before, whether it was, you know, as I said, California sound or Motown or the Beatles invasion, British invasion. There was always something new on the radio, and these guys were there at that peak. Probably in my life, I think one of the most exciting times of music and radio together. So we mark his passing last Sunday. George Morris, probably not known to many people by that name, his real name, but Buddy G passing away last Sunday.
I wasn't part of that time, but this sounds interesting. You know, when radio had personalities and had its own voices, you know, that were unique to each station. Nothing like today where everything sounds the same everywhere.
Exactly. Except here.
Except here, absolutely.
Right. Speaking of unique and different programming, you have a story of something interesting happening on Canada's first national radio show devoted to black music.
Yep, it's Angeline Tedeweo's is going to host the first national radio show devoted to black music. This is by Brian Allery of Tech Life Today. When she needed a space of her own where she could make her own choices, she retreated to music and the likes of artists of Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, and the Pointer Sisters. We had records and people loved music, but nobody was as obsessed with it as I was. That was a place for me, recalls Tedeweo. All I did was listen to music and sing and write down the lyrics to songs. As she got older, Tedeweo started writing her own music, lyrics, and raps, but it wasn't until she discovered hip-hop shows on college radio that she, as a black woman and first-generation Canadian in Edmonton, found a space where she felt she truly belonged. Tedeweo hopes to create a similar place of belonging for others through her new show, The Block, which debuted on CBC Radio in February, Black History Month. It's Canada's first national radio show dedicated to black music and exploring the cultural contributions of artists across genres such as soca, pop, R&B, hip-hop, and funk. Shows offer up a mosaic of artists from Winnipeg hip-hop ground, the Lytics, to R&B singer Deborah Cox, funk soul hip-hop fusion group Tank and the Bangas, the old school favorites by the likes of Queen Latifah, and A Tribe Called Quest. She says, "I never really thought something like this would happen at CBC, so I take it very seriously. This is a huge, monumental thing. More than anything, it comes with a great responsibility. Responsibility to the community, responsibility to be strong, to be representative." And I think this is a great story. Nothing like, you know, having a lot of diversity out there, especially on the CBC.
Yeah, they say that this is the first national show. I mean, there are certainly a lot of regional shows. We have a lot of shows here at CKUT, for example, that focus on rap and hip hop and those genres of music. But this is national. This is at the top level across the whole country.
Yep.
So it's really a major breakthrough story there.
And we have the solar weather that's been unsettled in the past few days to a minor storm at the beginning of the week. But in general, there's quiet conditions. There's one sunspot right now on the solar disk. What we expect to have in the coming week is a little more of unsettled conditions, maybe even G1 class geomagnetic storming, as there's a solar wind flowing from a southern coronal hole. It could reach Earth's magnetic field today, March the 21st. Solar flux kind of really down at around 73, 74, but don't worry, slowly things are going to pick up. And of course, the best thing to do, turn on that radio and listen to what's out there.
We are in the midst of our CKUT funding drive. We want to remind you of that again. Go to ckut.ca. That will take you to the funding drive page. You can make your pledge. Pick the show that you want to support as well. We hope it's us. And whatever amount you'd like to pledge, you'll have all of the details there. You'll have the details of the various prizes that are available as well. And if you don't want to do it by credit card through the website, you can mail a check to the radio station. You'll find the address there. Or you can simply pick up your telephone. 514-448-4013 is the number to call. 514-448-4013. If you don't do it this week, we'll have another shot at it next week because the funding drive goes through till the 28th. So we'll have one more funding drive show of the International Radio Report as well. So your support is greatly needed, greatly appreciated, whatever amount you can pledge. We move next to Ireland with a story from Brian Kelly at the Galway Daily via Radio World. Radio stations need support for Irish language programming, a study finds. Radio stations in Ireland need greater support to produce Irish language programming, a recent released report from NUI Galway states. The report is based on research into the use of Irish in the country's radio stations, with the exception of those which broadcast exclusively in Irish. The aims of the research were to identify what people working in radio felt were the obstacles to Irish language programming and the opportunities for it in the future. Dr. John Walsh, a senior lecturer in Irish at NUIG, who wrote the report, said that it shows that while there is some high-quality Irish language programming on stations that broadcast in English, the overall output remains low on most stations. The sector as a whole requires additional support and guidance with developing Irish language material, and there is an opportunity for great collaboration with Irish language organizations. Dr. Walsh spoke with representatives from numerous radio services throughout the country. Among the issues highlighted in the report were the commercial radio stations view Irish language programming as a risk and a lack of resources and time for developing content. All independent stations need greater support with Irish language broadcasting, a particularly acute problem with community radio due to its voluntary nature. Some recommendations came from the report. The Irish language organization should receive more long-term support for its work in developing radio output in Irish. The Broadcasting Authority of Ireland to articulate more clearly the work of its Irish language team and develop training and work placement opportunities. Also, the possibility of sharing existing programs or creating new syndicated content in Irish should be explored. Following COVID-19, broadcasters should seek sponsorship for Irish language content. Funding for original Irish language audiovisual content should be covered in the new Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill. And finally, the Broadcasting Act in Ireland should be amended to ensure that all radio stations produce their own Irish language content for broadcast and on digital platforms.
Yep, that's good. I mean, once again, we need to have content that reflects the diversity of our world, and that's another example where we need to have radio reflect our communities.
We taught ourselves a little bit in this article, too, that we were discussing it before the show. When I first saw the story, I wasn't even sure that there was an actual language called Irish. I thought it was one of those things like where people say, oh, people in Mexico speak Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
Of Brazilian. Course, that's not the case. But we took a look, and sure enough, there is a difference between Irish and Irish Gaelic, which is spoken in the area as well. And there are some stations that are exclusively in the Irish language, but this report is looking at spreading it out a little bit more. So that's kind of a unique undertaking, and we'll see if the stations go along with it.
Absolutely. So we have a little story out of Hungary where independent radio frequency bid was denied amid media freedom concerns. This is a story for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Hungarian service via Walter Salmani from Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. Hungary's media regulator on March 11 rejected an application from one of the country's last independent news radio station to regain its broadcasting frequency in what the International Press Institute called yet another affront to press freedom in the European Union member state. Klubradio, whose news and talk content is often critical of Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government, has been broadcasting online since mid-February after a court upheld a previous decision by the National Media and Info Communications Authority not to extend its broadcasting license. The radio station applied on an open tender to regain a frequency it lost last month, but the authority denied its request, despite it being the only applicant, arguing that the application contained errors and did not meet basic requirements for radio broadcasting. Klubradio has 15 days to appeal the decision. The radio station called it unlawful and vowed to continue broadcasting online. Critics accuse the authority, whose members are all Orban supporters, of exercising political bias in its decision-making. The government denies interfering in media issues. Scott Griffin, deputy director of the Austrian-based IPI, said in a statement that the latest arbitrary decision by the captured media regulator shows the lengths to which the Hungarian authorities will go to ensure Klub Radio is blocked from returning to the airwaves before next year's parliamentary elections. Griffin urged the European Commission to immediately intensify its engagement with the Hungarian authorities and investigate whether the decisions by the Media Council in this and other cases contravene EU laws. The European Commission has urged the country to take action to allow Klub Radio to continue broadcasting, saying the loss of the station's frequency had occurred on the basis of highly questionable legal grounds. On March 10th, the European Parliament debated the erosion of media freedom in Hungary as well as in Poland and Slovenia. Hungary is under EU investigation for undermining the independence of the judiciary, media and non-governmental organizations, and risks losing access to tens of billions of euros in funds from the bloc. The country is ranked 89th out of 180 countries in the 2020 World Press Freedom Index compiled by Reporters Without Borders. Only Bulgaria, 111th, is ranked lower among the EU's 27 member nations. Once again, showing that if you think radio is not important, well, it must be, since governments, when they don't like what they hear, have a tendency to want to shut things down in certain countries.
Yeah, if they're supporting or running other stations that they have power over to say, you know, you talk about us and you support us, it's sad that they have the power to try to shut down stations who don't support them. Yep. You want an unbiased media. You want options presented to you. This move by, suspending their license or taking away their frequency is I mean, you can call it censorship if you want.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They're not using that word, but that's basically what it comes down to. It's pretty dramatic what they're trying to do. Hopefully, the station will be back up and running on the air as well as online. They've certainly said they will continue to stay online, but we hope that they're back on the air again.
Absolutely.
We will wrap up today with our usual list of upcoming ham radio contests, and we only have two, but one of them in particular is a really major event, and there'll be literally thousands and thousands of hams participating. First off, though, we have the FOC CUSO party, which is sponsored by the First Class CW Operators Club. It's actually not a contest, but rather an activity day in memory of Bill Windle, G8 Victor Gulf, a past chairman of the organization, who was very keen that we should all be as active as possible on the bands. So this will be running from 0000 to 2359 Zulu on March the 29th. It is in CW only, and they recommend using the 7.015, 14015, etc. to 040. So the low part of the CW bands on each of the HF bands, excluding the work bands.
There's the CQ Worldwide WPX Contest. This is the single sideband version, and this is a big one. It goes on from 0UT March 27th to 2359 March 28th. It is sponsored by CQ. Mode is SSB. Band is 1.8, 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz. The objective for amateurs worldwide to contact as many amateurs and prefixes as possible during the contest period. And if you want to hear a lot of activity and a lot of unusual countries and areas around the world, this is one of the contests to listen to.
The WPX that they use in the name of the contest, I'm not sure if it's official, but I hear a lot of people refer to it as weird prefixes. So you get a lot of stations using very special call signs with unique prefixes assigned to the different countries that don't often get used. So you might be hearing a lot of really odd, out-of-the-ordinary call signs of Hammond operators. So you'll need one of those lists beside you, the ITU list of call letters, to make sure you know what countries you're listening to in some cases. And believe me, the bands will be crowded.
Absolutely.
And to wrap up, of course, one final reminder of our funding drive going on as we speak. You have from March the 18th through March the 28th go to ckut.ca. It will take you to the funding drive page. You can make your pledge there. Any amount is appreciated. You can pay by check, mail it in to the address on the page. You can pay online using your credit card. All the details are there. Or if you want to phone and make your pledge, you can do so, 514-448-4013. And we would really very much appreciate your support for the CKUT funding drive. That will do it for us today. We'll be back next week with our second funding drive show. The funding drive will continue. You can call in, go online anytime you like and make your pledge. Yep. And tag it for our show. We'd really appreciate that too. We'll talk to you again next week on our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
United Nations.